and turn with me to Psalm 67. So you'll find that if you're using our Bibles on page 411. We've been working our way through the Psalms of late. Tend to do them in maybe 6-8 week cycles over various times through the year. And we're we're not always doing that sequentially. Today, being Pentecost Sunday, we're coming on what is, I think, a very appropriate psalm for us to consider in light of that. And we're going to be thinking about a simple theme, and you can see it on the overhead there. Seek God's blessing so that others will be blessed. Excuse me. Well, let's pray a moment just before we come to read God's word. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you we can be here together. Thank you that your Spirit works within us. Thank you for what we've already read of his activity. And we pray as we turn to your word now that you would bless us. And we pray that the result of that would be a blessing flowing out to others. So we ask for you to meet us at our point of need today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Psalm 67. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us. Selah. That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. Selah. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us. And all the ends of the earth will fear him. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're talking of blessing. Us Irish are known for our blessings. You've got that famous blessing that makes its way on tea towels that you buy in O'Carroll's across the road and makes its way onto mugs. You know, the one, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always on your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. That's a good one, isn't it? Nice one. We welcome the sentiment, not just of the fact that it's an Irish blessing, but generally we respond quite well to the idea of blessing. And we invite that, and no doubt in a room like this, you will have cultural versions of your own that you can enlighten me with, bless me with later, bless one another with. It's not the kind of thing that people generally reject or react badly to. And it is a huge theme in the Bible itself. This theme of blessing is immense in the scriptures. And the one that is perhaps most celebrated, you might have heard it sung sometimes. It's called the ironic, not ironic, but ironic blessing, which goes like this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. From a book of the Bible called Numbers in chapter 6. And blessing is God's desire. Blessing is something he delights to do, and blessing is something that is great to receive. And we have an actual blessing right here in person. And there's a version of what we read in number 6 here in the beginning of Psalm 67, where we read, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Dear God, bless me, the psalmist says. And it's a squished version of what we have in Numbers 6. He asks God to be gracious to them, to keep on being gracious, kind towards them, to continue to show them the kind of undeserved favor that he has done right through their history, not because anything was particularly good about them, quite the opposite. God blessed them despite themselves. And they were asking for more of the same here. May God be gracious to us and bless us. Make your face to shine upon us. Can we have more of that same blessing that you give? That expression, make his face shine upon us, it's kind of an unusual thing, but it comes up in how we speak sometimes, where we describe someone being really full of delight, you know, and you say that their face just lit up, like Ivan's face just lit up when he came into the building today. Not just because he's bald, Adina, but you know, we have this sense of, oh, their face just lit up when they saw that other person, and it's an expression of joy and of delight and of enjoying one another. And when the Lord makes his face to shine upon us, it's a way of describing how he brings his presence to us, how he shows us himself, how he makes himself known to us in delight and in his pleasure. And it's followed by that little Selah there. And that's a moment for you to think about what's been said, to digest it, to take it in. And so as you read verse 1, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. How would you do that Selah and stop to think about the way you would like God to bless you right now? Whatever it is you have brought with you in here today, where would you like God to bless you? Where would you ask him to show you this grace that he speaks of, this undeserved favor? Where do you need that? What would it look like, do you think, for him to have his face to shine upon you today and in this season you're in? And whatever you may be thinking, may he be gracious to you. May he bless you. May he indeed make his face to shine upon you, upon us. Seek God's blessing. That's what the psalmist is doing. It is good and right and appropriate to seek God's blessing. Now, this might seem like an odd thing to ask, but why do you want God to bless you? What for? Usually, we want God to bless us for something we want or need or would like. And that's not entirely wrong, but usually we seek it for personal reasons and personal benefit. But look at the way this psalm directs us. We have this invitation for blessing, this request for blessing in verse 1. And then verse 2 says, that, or so that, your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. So the purpose of the blessing is outside of you, actually. It's so that others will be blessed. Now, you are experiencing that blessing, but the trajectory and purpose of it is so that others will be blessed, so that others will come to know the blessing, favor, kindness, gracious nature of God, so that people may know what God is like and experience his salvation, his undeserved favor, his rescue, his welcoming. Bless me, we can pray, so that I can be a blessing to others. Bless me so that I will bless others. So God's blessing of us, then, is designed to have an impact for good on other people. I was thinking about this as I went out for a walk during the week, and I said, I just said, Lord, bless me so I can bless others. Just kind of shot up an arrow prayer. And I walked around the corner of the street, and there was these two women at a car, one elderly and one young person, and a wheelchair. And they stopped me and said, we don't know how to get this wheelchair to squish down and get it into the car. Can you help? I said, well, I'll try, yeah. And I failed to work out how to get the wheelchair sorted out, but Google sorted it out in the meantime. And I said, well, let me at least make myself useful, and can I at least put the wheelchair in the boot for you so I'm not completely redundant and useless? And they were very, very pleased to have me do that. And I just, when I put the thing in, I just said, hallelujah, praise the Lord, when the thing went in. And the woman said to me, she said, you've been the Lord to me today. She said to me. She said, you've done your good deed for the day. Imagine you would stop to help us. And I said, well, look, if I can't help get a wheelchair into the back of a car, I'm not much use in the neighborhood, am I, really? And I said, God bless you. Now, I'm not saying revival's going to break out on my street or anything, but the fact that I had shot up that little arrow prayer, it made me more mindful, therefore, of thinking, hey, how might I be able to bless other people today? I don't know. I don't know what God's going to bring along my path. It's a very simple example, but it made me more conscious. And so how might you be a blessing in your places of influence? What might that look like for your colleagues and your neighbors? And what we find here is an outworking of the blessing that was promised back in Genesis 12 to Abraham, where he was told by the Lord, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing to all the nations. That was the core principle. Blessed to be a blessing to others, to all the nations. And that is the principle here in verse 2. God's ways are made known as blessing pours from us out to others. His salvation, his rescue blessing. And that, of course, is fulfilled in what those promises to Abraham were pointing to in the person of Jesus, and flows from us to others. And Jesus, of course, is the one who secures all that blessing in all its fullness. And he comes down to us so that we don't have to work our way up to get blessing. Blessing is brought down to us, though we don't deserve it. And we are invited to bring more of that into our lives that we may bless others with it. And that blessing is to showcase what God's salvation is like, so that your ways may be known on all the earth. Your ways. It's inviting and positive and drawing us in. And we're asking God to bless us so that we might prove inviting. So people might say, you know, you've got a lovely way about you. Or they might say that to their colleagues. You know, Suzanne, she's got a lovely way about her. Grant's lovely way about him in work. Or Lucy or whoever. You know, that people are influenced by us and think they have a lovely way about them, though, haven't they? And we're trying to enable people to see the ways of God through how we relate to them and to one another. And the greater we experience that, the more naturally it'll flow to others, because God's ways are ways of grace, love, blessing, of favor, of joy, the kind of thing that makes you glad, puts a song in your heart and a spring in your step, forgiveness, liberty, identity, fairness. All of these things are what God's blessing is about. But that's not the perception that's out there among the people we meet every day, I don't think. It's not how people generally react. It's not what we find in our media. People have been sorely grieved and disillusioned, especially in Ireland. And you may be very well among them here today. And suspicion is very high, and trust is really low in anything that's got to do with the church. It's just completely gone, actually. But people may trust you and not have that baggage associated with you as an individual. And therefore, you as a person in your areas of influence are able to be a blessing to others. What might that look like? How can you surprise the people around you with the goodness of God? Those in your workplaces, in your clubs, or your house shares, or your streets, or whatever. They may never want to come to a gathering like this because of all the baggage associated with it. But they may not associate that baggage with you. Or with dinner around your table. How then might you bless them and in so doing show them something of the ways of God and his salvation? How might you invite God's blessing to be a blessing to others? One of the local ministers here in the city, just on down Middle Abbey Street, Lawrence Graham, he's written a book recently about the history of how the church has sought to be a blessing down through the ages. And right towards the end, here's a very simple comment. He says, the bottom line is that if someone comes into contact with a Christian, it should be good news for them. The fact that someone is a Christian should benefit those around them. Of course it should. And so let's join in with this invitation, because it's for all nations, that your salvation may be known among all nations. Now, I think that there's this idea that whatever it is you believe, you know, you're meant to keep it to yourself and it's a private thing and I don't want to inflict it on other people, and those kinds of ideas are very popular. But look at how the nations are invited in, and their desire is that everyone would benefit from this. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Bless us so that the people will praise you. All the peoples, that is. That's why these guys are normally in Morocco, not back in the States. That's why people from every nation gather here week by week. It's not a regional religion. It's not a white Irish guy's religion. It's for all nations, because God is a relational God and he is for every people group, that all peoples may praise him. Gladness, praise, not some kind of, you know, forced gladness, but a delight, because when you know God's blessing, that's what naturally flows. This praise that is for all people, all nations, and singing erupts, singing for joy. Because God rules justly. He guides. He is bringing his blessing and his purposes to bear for every nation, not just one. And he does so impartially. He judges fairly and perfectly, and he guides. He doesn't guide just one type of person, but all people. So sometimes this idea that, well, I couldn't have faith like yours, or I don't know what this blessing looks like in my life, or I've not experienced that like you because I'm not like you. But this invitation from the scriptures is saying, blessing is given by the Lord to every type of person. You don't need to be any particular type of person except a person to ask the Lord to bring this blessing to bear in your life because of what he has done through Christ. It flows not just to one place at one time, but every type of person, nation, people group. And as we are blessed then, as individuals who have come to know this joy, we are inviting other people in to come and experience that blessing. And we ask God, make yourself more real to me in my everyday. Make the reality of your Holy Spirit more real to me in my everyday, so that I may be more mindful, able, bubbly, inclined towards bringing that blessing to bear upon others. I was given a rebuke this week. I was in a meeting here with about 10 of us involved in various church planting things. And there was a conversation about something that annoyed me, right? And I was really wound up. And I said, man, no, that's just xenophobic And I was in a grumpy place about it. And one of the other guys said, oh, Ciarán's getting cross. And then somebody else said, oh, Ciarán's always cross. Right? And I kind of laughed it off and I thought, yeah, I can give out about things, yeah, sure. But then I thought, hang on, you know what? Whatever about that among some friends, that's not a good thing. That's not the kind of general vibe you want to be giving all the time, is it? He's always grumpy or he's always cross. It might be okay as a joke, but really, we ought to be people who they think, yeah, that guy blesses me. I might not agree with everything about what he says. I might not like all of what he's about, but goodness, I feel the better for being around that guy or that woman or that family or that church. You know, we're meant to be a blessing. These are things we want to be known for. Now, sure, you're going to get wound up about things, but you know what I mean? These things here, it's about blessing. And it returns to the theme of blessing again in the closing verses 6 to 7. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. It's an agricultural harvest theme. And harvest, of course, was an obvious high point of the year, a way to celebrate God's provision. It was a tangible demonstration of blessing, a joyful, abundant party time. Party time. On a more positive note, one of our neighbor next door, there we were chatting to them about, I don't know what it was about at the time, but they said, oh, you guys are the party house. I'm thinking, you've more parties than me. But I thought, you know what, I'll take that. That's good. Because we have people in our home a lot. And this is an unusual thing. What do you guys always have people in your house for? You know, all this cracking kids running about the place and people eating and drinking and whatever. But because we're trying to express blessing and we enjoy one another's company. We want to eat with people who are not in our immediate family because you are our family. I thought I'll settle for that one over the you're always grumpy one. But the idea is that this blessing flows to other people because this blessing has been realized, fulfilled, personified, expressed, and beautified in everything we see in Christ. People like you and me who are all over the place, our hearts are a mess, we have nothing in ourselves that we might go to God and exchange our goodness in favor of him giving us blessing. I have nothing to offer God to say, here you are, God, here's my tokens now, give me my blessing, please. I have nothing. It's all completely external to me for what has been achieved in Christ. And so therefore, what I am doing is I am experiencing that blessing. I am saying, God, bring that blessing to bear on me. Shine your face upon me. Make your ways in Christ more known to me by your Spirit, that what you promised to Abraham might be flowing out of my heart so that it'll flow to others on my street and around the world. So we seek God's blessing so that others will be blessed. So you think about those things you're asking God to bless you with. How might what you seek to be blessed in be a blessing to those around you? How could you be a blessing in your places of influence, wherever they may be, with the people you know that I don't? In your neighborhood, in your home, with whatever resources you've been given. And how do you come across to those around you? You're the grumpy guy, or the party guy, or, you know, what's the vibe? Are we expressing the blessing of the scriptures of Jesus, of God, to those around us? Whatever that may look like. How might you reflect the blessing God has given you in Jesus? How can I demonstrate a positive alternative to those around me? And if you have not yet known this blessing, may what we do together extend that blessing to you And may you understand that you don't need to bring anything to the table except empty hands, saying, I desire the blessing that only Jesus Christ can bring, and I have nothing to offer except my repentance and faith. May God be gracious to us, verse 1, and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray a moment. Our Father, we pray you would bless us. We pray you would keep us. We pray you would make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. We pray you would turn your face towards us and give us peace so that we might be a blessing to others. Hear our prayer for our good and for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.